Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Thank you. And to answer the question that you posed, as the theme was playing, you haven't changed the theme song yet because you love it.
I do love it. Song,
yeah,
that's obviously part of it.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
If I didn't, I would have done something about it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like, you know, your kid and you've raised them wrong and they're still living with you when they're, you know, they're in their early 40s and you're like, I love them, but what do you do?
That's exactly right. Yes, precisely.
You shoot them.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, of course, if you are here for the Snyder Cut stuff, we are going to get to that. But there are time codes, as there always is, in the description. Yes, Mason.
That's right. I've rebranded as the guy who doesn't know what the Justice League Snyder Cut is.
Terrific.
It's going to be like this for 12 months minimum.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. I know what it is. The internet won't let me not know what it is.
No. People are still telling me. I'm getting YouTube comments that I've got old Justice League videos that they're like, guess what? They're doing the Snyder Cut. Yeah, I know. I also saw that news.
As someone on the forefront of superhero movie news, I am aware of that, you say to them.
Yeah, anyways, we'll get to it. We're also going to talk about the Tenet trailer, the Old Guard trailer, some Star Wars news, Mason.
Oh, my goodness.
Jurassic World stuff. Batgirl has left, which we'll talk about.
You mean Batwoman?
Yes, Mason.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then some other stuff, obviously. Yeah, just so people know. But let's start with the Tenet trailer.
I still don't know what's happening in that movie.
I think that's a good thing, though. I nearly didn't watch it off the back of, like, I don't really want to know what's going on, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, no, this is your job, I think, to have watched
sure.
this.
Uh-huh.
So people want to know that you've seen
it. And did you garner any more information, really, about this movie based on that?
All I know is it seems like there's a couple of backwards boys getting up to mischief. That's what it
That's
seems
right.
like to me.
Backwards boys getting up to mischief.
So, yeah, look, clearly it's not time.
It feels like a Bangers and Mash style children's book series. The backwards boys, they're always getting into trouble. They're wearing matching like dungarees. And their mum's always like, backwards boys, get in here. No, not backwards boys. They're always running down the street backwards.
That's
stealing
right.
apples off carts.
Yeah, or returning apples off
Maybe
carts.
That's what they're doing, yeah. And then PC plods there and he's all like, well, I'd arrest you boys, but technically you've done a public service, so I can't right. arrest you. Anyway, I don't know what this movie's about still.
I'd kill you if I understood how you did it, but I don't.
Or how killing works in this universe. I don't even, would I be making you live forever? I don't know. But yeah, I don't.
It's not time travel. It's some kind of time manipulation, obviously.
Yes.
There's enough intriguing stuff in here
yeah.
that I'm 100% on board.
Yeah, and look, yeah. I have no doubt that like Inception, we'll have like a, you know, some spectacular, interesting opening sequences, and then they'll bring in probably a point of view character, probably the main guy.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, here's how your powers
This is
work.
How you Tenet.
And it will be very straightforward
yeah.
from that point. But until then, they're good at knocking up a trailer that makes it look like we still don't. So they're taking bullets out of that wall.
What are they up to? Yeah, there's a lot of taking bullets out of the wall, catching a gun backwards.
Robert Pattinson is Christopher Nolan, I think, in this.
Seems that way. Yeah, it's also a bit of...
But it's often tricky to say because it's oftentimes characters in Christopher Nolan movies are just people who dress like Christopher Nolan.
Well, that's
but
it,
But in this,
isn't
it seems to be dressing like yeah. him and acting like him.
If you look at Tom Hardy from Inception, there's a bit of that kind of... that old school kind of British finesse and a flamboyance.
Wearing
there's
a
that,
scarf.
There's that kind of stuff. I think, honestly, I think it looks great. I don't know whether it's going to be any good. I mean, it's, I think at the minimum it's going to be good, right?
And it's going to save the movie industry, so.
Well, maybe it is. But the thing is about this movie, it doesn't say the release date is in July as of yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. It's July 17th.
But it did say coming to cinemas. So very bold.
I think that's 100% locked in at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't think Christopher Nolan would be entirely happy if the movie studio kind of undercut him and did release it to streaming or home release. But I'm okay with that. Like, let this be, even if we have to wait for it, let it be a movie that ushers in cinemas reopening again.
That's right.
Even if it kills a bunch of us.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess, yeah. It did remind me of the Red Dwarf episode Backwards.
Yep.
So, if you walk into a room, because in this, obviously, you walk into a room and you're like, the bullets in these walls, this hasn't even happened yet. Yeah. Like, if you're walking in, there's a puddle of vomit, you're like, oh, God, no.
Oh, no,
like,
this is
which
me,
of,
isn't it?
Which of us right? is getting this puddle of vomit? Yeah. That's Backwards, boys, for you, though.
And you look at, and then one of the characters looks at their hand and they've got like a can of expired chili in their hand and a big spoon in the other hand and they're like, oh, this is definitely me. Oh, no. I've made big mistakes.
But I wonder if you can go into a room and see what's going on.
Yes.
And then kind of maneuver it to kind of make this and like manipulate the scenario before it happens to play out a certain way.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to it.
Would you be in favor of, and I know the movie isn't out yet, so we don't know if it's any good or not. Would you be in favor of some sort of Tenet Inception crossover movie?
Sure, why not?
Right.
So it's Backwards Dreams.
Backwards Dreams.
Yeah.
Within Dreams.
Oh, my God. I think that's a bit too much. You only need kind of one game-breaking element in a movie.
But I'm not.
Or it's also the Prestige universe where everybody gets a clone.
Well, that's just a bit silly. But how about like two teams?
Yep.
One team can reverse time, one team can get into your dreams.
Which would you
take? And into your car.
Yeah, but if you get into your dreams, there's more like subtle manipulation. Wouldn't you rather be on the team that could flip a car backwards and make you eat a pile of vomit? That's what you'd want,
yeah,
right?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I'd be on the Backwards Boys, mate.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
Yeah. Because the thing, as well as Inception.
You got to knock them out.
And there's too many layers. Also, I feel like in the Tenetiverse, if you've got that backwards operating power, you're an independent operator.
Yeah.
Whereas in Inception, you're always relying on a bunch of other team members to build the other elements of the dream.
Yes.
And one's always unreliable or on drugs or, you know, they forgot that buildings have lamps or whatever.
Buildings do have lamps. Or didn't go to the toilet, which is a big plot point of Inception.
Yeah,
not a big plot point. I think the trailer also ends really well. Often a sting in a trailer isn't very good, or it's like it's supposed to be like a funny zing.
But in this one, they look down at a sign, a freeway sign, and go, "Nod, Noel." That's just London backwards. No, I've forgotten. Refresh my memory.
It's the jumbo jet crashing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It looks real.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably a giant miniature.
Yeah, right.
I'm guessing. Because they wouldn't be able to crash a real plane, maybe.
Who knows at this point?
I think with Christopher Nolan stuff, you don't really know. But
what if they're like, look, there are so many movies that are currently on hold and they have so many permits for stunts that aren't going ahead right now?
Yeah.
What if we cashed in all the stunt vouchers for one really big stunt?
No one's flying, so let's just crash one. Let's just destroy an airport.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's these airlines are hurting for cash. How about we buy one, we crash one?
Exactly.
Mm.
Take that, Richard Branson.
That's right.
In other news, producer Frank Marshall says Jurassic World Dominion, third Jurassic World movie / sixth Jurassic Park movie, is going to start a new era for Jurassic World and Park.
The other one just started a new era.
Oh, we're starting a new era.
All right. Well, I guess the end of the last one started the new era.
Yeah.
So this is a continuation of the starting of the new era.
This is how you start a new era.
Or is the status quo established at the end of the last one immediately going to be solved and then there's going to be another status quo established?
Exactly.
Like it's like, oh my God, there are dinosaurs in the real world now. It's all right, we penned them. And now there's new Jurassic Parks. Oh, don't go into the Jurassic Parks, they've gone haywire.
Maybe they're getting into more stuff. Maybe they're getting into space.
Fridges.
Yeah, crawl spaces.
Yeah.
I don't know, they're tearing air conditioner units off walls. Mm. You know what they're up to, those dinosaurs. Yeah. They've got hands, some of them.
It's true.
They're doing things, aren't they?
Yeah.
I am looking forward to Jurassic World Dominion 3.
Me too.
Park 6, but there you go.
But I'm prepared to not be really surprised or just, you know, blown away in any real sense.
Yeah, because there's like, and it's not the same, but you can download a green screen of a dinosaur on YouTube and plonk it into a video. It's not the same, obviously.
It's not the same, you're right.
But we're not wowed by seeing a dinosaur anymore.
That's true.
Thanks a lot, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because when we eventually do get real dinosaurs, we'll be like,
Yawn, I'll
feathers.
Say.
Get the fuck out of here with that. Right, nobody exactly. wants that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like every few years they're like, scientists are 5 years off cloning a dinosaur. Yeah, are they? Because you keep saying that, and yet there is no dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And don't give me this, well, you know, the dinosaur, if you really want to see a dinosaur, look at alligators. Fuck off with that. Right? I don't want to see an alligator.
I can see an alligator anytime I want. I've got one in my bathtub. Are these the same scientists who promised a car that turns into a boat? Every year we've been promised a car that turns into a boat.
I wouldn't use it, but I want to know they're out
there.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other news, Mark Guggenheim, who people might know from Arrow, Supergirl, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, he's writing the Jackpot movie for Sony.
Oh, Spider-Man's Jackpot. Okay.
Yeah. I don't. What's Jackpot about?
So Jackpot was this... So the premise of Jackpot was there was a Spider-Man storyline in which there was this new superhero called Jackpot, and she's like a very statuesque redheaded character who looks a lot like a masked Mary Jane. And the whole premise was, is Mary Jane going out and fighting crime and she's not telling Peter Parker about it?
Superpowered?
Yes, but I can't remember how.
Mm.
In some sort of vague way. Probably super strength and...
Punches people and says Jackpot.
Yeah, exactly, right. Jackpot. Exactly. Anyway, a bit of a twist. It wasn't Mary Jane. It was a woman in a wig.
Pretending to be Mary Jane?
No, not pretending to be Mary. It was just a coincidence.
Yeah, right, okay, fair enough. Well, that's really good. So you're happy with the movie Jackpot going ahead?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not against it. But I mean, okay, so the
line... Sony's got to do what they can.
Well, I guess the thing is that the idea of Jackpot and, oh my God, it's Mary Jane, that only really works on the comic page because comic characters are kind of stylized looking.
Yes.
And a woman who looks kind of like Mary Jane could conceivably be confused for Mary Jane.
Yeah.
But in the real world, I mean, if you got Zendaya as Jackpot, or a woman who looks like Zendaya as Jackpot, you'd be like, it's not her.
No.
She looks different.
That's right. And also the reveal would be like, it's not Zendaya. And you'd be like,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even to say that it would be.
I think they'd change
it. They would use. Yeah, I think they will. And I guess the other big thing.
If it's
thing
the
about,
same universe, even.
Yeah,
then,
and I guess the other thing about Jackpot is she's kind of a working mother as well.
Okay,
so I think
right.
Maybe that would be the new element because we don't really get that besides the Incredibles. We don't really have any. Do we have any other working mother?
No.
Comic book superheroes?
Not really.
In the movies?
No.
Right, well, maybe that's it.
I mean, all mothers are superheroes in my eyes, Mason.
Absolutely, that's right.
Yeah, but I said it first, so, you know.
God damn it.
You just jumped on board.
Yeah, you took this week's work points, so.
Feels good.
I don't know. I would imagine that is that's going to be the twisty. Also, the idea of the name is, of course, that in Mary Jane's first real appearance, she appears in the doorway to Peter Parker and she's like, face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot.
Yes.
Like that's the
oh,
the
okay,
bit.
I gotcha, yeah.
And that's why we the audience go, oh, I get it. That's the jackpot. Clue. But obviously...
What if they aren't made it in the MCU? They aren't made it and she was jackpot.
Aunt May's jackpot?
Yeah.
Oh,
single working mother.
Working mother, perfect. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Jackpot.
And Tom Holland's Peter Parker is also the kind of wide-eyed youngster who might be like, that looks like my mother, but she's not mentioned anything about being a superhero. So
exactly.
Must be someone else.
Now you're going to get emails. Mary, she's not technically his mother, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
You've made that classic error.
I've been in that error, haven't I?
I just thought I'd jump on that ahead
Thank
of time.
You.
I mean, somebody's already started to type the comment or email.
Yep. It is
and
true.
I've ruined their day.
Yeah.
But if you want to send it on through to him. Anyway.
And I appreciate that because you could have chosen to ruin my day. And instead you chose to ruin probably dozens of other people's days, which I
feels
like
good.
A lot. Yeah,
absolutely.
It does feel good. So, yeah, I reckon it's probably working mother.
Great. Yeah.
Deal. You know?
Cool.
That'd be,
okay.
That'd be good.
I think they'd probably do well to tie it into the MCU with an existing character. I think that would make sense.
Yeah, maybe. Uh-huh.
But then again, also invent a new character and that's fine too. Yeah.
Does that mean they're putting on hold Silver Sable, Black Cat? All the other ones, or is they just piling
they're
along?
They're all happening.
They're all happening
once.
Right now. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're all
yep.
currently spinning their wheels, waiting uh-huh. for for everything to open up.
Uh-huh.
The Old Guard got a trailer.
Did
coming to Netflix.
Dudley Dursley's in it.
Dudley Dursley's in it.
Yeah, Dudley Dursley's
Who's
in
Dudley
it.
Dudley Dursley,
the actor.
Dudley Dursley.
Harry Melling.
Oh, I thought you meant the actor's name was Dudley. Dursley.
No,
yes,
I mean
okay.
The Harry Potter character Dudley Dursley's in The Old Guard. But he's also in the Ballad of Buster
Scruggs.
Oh,
like, this guy's born in 1980. He's older than me. No, that
he's
was
born
Dudley. Dudley was born in 1980.
Yeah, he's born in 89. I've got the wiki up right now. He's in, if you've seen the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, he is the actor that doesn't have any arms or legs.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, right.
Actually, it was on Netflix the other day. Oh, it's always on Netflix.
Correct.
And I was like, I should watch. Oh, no. Nah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Because, sometimes I just want to watch Dread while I edit, which is what I've been doing.
You having a Dread it?
It's exactly what I'm doing, Mason.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
God, you've stolen some points back from me, haven't you?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, other people are in it besides Harry Melling.
Yes. Charlize
Theron is in it. Chiwetel Ejiofor is in it.
Love him.
And yeah. It's looking good.
Yeah. I hope it's better than most Netflix stuff. Like it's in that upper kind
of
echelon.
Yeah, when I said it looks
things.
Good, it looks good in the sense that there are people I know in it, but also...
Was it made specifically for Netflix? I think it was, but let me just check that out.
I also think it was.
Because sometimes they purchase things, like recently, which I'll talk about in What We're Eating, The Lovebirds wasn't made for Netflix, but it was bought by Netflix. So let's see what we got here.
It says here, in March 2019, Netflix picked up worldwide rights to the film and agreed to finance it with Skydance.
Okay, there you go. So it's always been kind of a Netflix
That's right.
thing. There you go. Well, I look forward to it. Whenever that comes out soonish, it seems that way, right?
Yeah.
July 10. There you go.
There you go.
Timothy Olyphant.
Oh, yes.
Is going to be stomping his way.
Yes.
Like an elephant into the world of Star Wars.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
No.
Okay.
Specifically The Mandalorian.
Okay.
He's going to be wearing the Boba Fett armor because he's the character Cobb Vanth from the Aftermath series of books.
Oh.
Please explain who Cobb Vanth is.
I can't and I won't.
I'll wait until you read those books.
You can wait till we both die because I'm not going to do it.
I haven't read them either, but Cobb Vanth.
Now, is this, before we get into it, is this Legends or is this current canon?
This is current canon.
Okay, right.
So this is a guy who finds Mandalorian armor, probably Boba Fett's, and then he uses it to be like the sheriff of a small Tatooine town.
As a good guy?
Yeah. Okay. Also, but Timothy Olyphant's like 6'4", so I'd imagine the armor's like pretty tight on him, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. I think that's great casting. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's done Western-ish things before.
That's true, yeah.
He's probably done some sci-fi. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was in the movie Go, and people remember that.
He was in the movie Hitman.
He was in the movie... Oh.
He was in Santa Clarita Diet.
Good show. He was in Deadwood. Let's name all the things because we'll get emails.
Justified. He's in Justified.
Justified, exactly. That's it. We got them all.
We got everything he's ever done.
Yeah. Anyway, I like him and I think that's great casting. I think he'll fit right into that. He's in the office. He makes an appearance. He's a sexy salesman.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Not really.
Yeah, he is. It's good. He's good. He's great. And I think that's a good addition.
What a sexy salesman in that show. Idris Elba, sexy salesman in that.
Dwight Schrute.
Sexy.
So sexy. Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of sexy salesmen. I mean, they try to make him like schlubby and like working man everyday stuff.
Yeah.
We see those jawlines.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we know what you're up to. Before we hit on the Snyder Cut, we've got to talk about Ruby Rose exiting Batwoman. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a news-heavy episode, obviously, because for those people who don't know, I had a kid and I'm pressed for time and I'm very tired and I want to die.
Mason. And the Snyder Cut.
And the Snyder Cut,
so
yeah. That's
two
right.
big bombshells.
Two big things happening.
Mm-hmm.
But Ruby Rose has exited Batwoman, the TV series,
after
one season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been numerous reports and rumors about what's going on. This is a show I have not watched.
I've also not watched it.
I know
I've
people
watched,
are kind of mixed on it.
I watched the episodes that involved the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen those ones, but the rest of it, I didn't watch the premiere. I didn't watch any of the remaining episodes. So
I think I remember being surprised that she decided to do it because when they said Ruby Rose is Batwoman, I thought it was for a movie. It surprised me that she would do CW television. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm saying that her kind of trajectory was kind of going in a different direction.
The Meg sequels.
Well, yeah, essentially, she's doing movies, you know.
Yeah.
That's what. But so
John
for
Wick 2, where she either lived or died.
Which
you
one,
can
sorry?
Remember? John Wick 2?
Yeah, I think she lived. They fought on a train maybe and he hit her in the throat.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes he lets them live.
That's true.
But Variety have said, so they're a pretty solid source, this stemmed from an ill fit between the star and the production. The long hours led to friction. So because if you're on one of these shows where there's 20-ish episodes a year and they're an hour long, that's all you're really doing.
I mean, that's at least 20 hours of your life.
Exactly.
Making those shows. That's how it works, right?
By that logic, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's grueling hours normally in Vancouver in the rain at nighttime.
Yeah.
And she probably wants to do other movies and TV shows and it doesn't really leave a lot of room to do that.
And also, again, she did jump in to the CW, sort of the larger Arrowverse, just as they were doing the biggest crossover they've ever done.
Yes.
So I imagine there's probably, you know, in addition to doing her own show where she has to interact with characters she's never met before, also she'd have to be on other shows
and
be like, listen, here's 10 characters and here's your relationships with all the characters. Now here's your lines and you've got to do karate.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. I think she looked the part as Batwoman. Apparently they're looking for somebody else.
Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine put up a tweet and was like, I'm doing all my research into Batwoman.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind that at all. Uh-huh. But again, it's not a show that I have watched, and it's because I'm out of the CW stuff because it's just too much for me. I've talked about it before, but I'm sure they'll figure it out, won't they? I mean, it's getting a second season.
Yeah.
As these things normally do. They don't normally cancel them.
They're doing very well.
Too early, but yeah, there you go.
Alternate theory, she was kind of a pain.
Yeah, well,
we're not to know.
Well,
are
it
we?
Just seems though that it was a clash, and that happens, and
yeah, mm-hmm.
she was probably tied into three or four seasons, but obviously it wasn't working out, and
yeah.
you can exit stuff if you want to.
That's true.
If you have a big sook about it, you can get out of anything.
That's right.
Again, that's not what I knew. What happened? Who even knows?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Ready for some Snyder Cut stuff?
Yes. I feel like I was born ready.
Yeah, absolutely. So during a Man of Steel watch through
last
week,
yes,
the Snyder Cut, or as it's now known, Zack Snyder's Justice League, is going to be released in its entirety in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Snyder said, you can't release something like this theatrically, but you could do it with a streaming service. What's so lovely about this is we get to explore these characters in ways that you're not able to in a shorter theatrical version.
I see.
And at the moment, they're not really sure what form this will take. It could be a miniseries. It could be a four-hour movie, which they mentioned before Justice League came out, that that was kind of the length they were currently working with.
Right,
they had to whittle it down before, obviously, there was that family tragedy and he stepped aside. Slash, maybe they were going to replace him anyway, I feel, as well.
Yeah, right, uh-huh. Yeah.
How do you feel about this, though?
Well, look, first big piece of news, obviously, is that in that initial watch party, guest Henry Cavill was there and he was wearing a blue tank top. Guns out.
Suns out, guns out.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's looking good.
Looking great.
Yeah.
And he seemed in good spirits.
Absolutely he did, yeah. I mean, it was kind of hinted at during the week that this was going to be unveiled, but it also seems that this was more of a recent thing that was going to happen. And it's obvious that this is only in reaction to, well, not only the massive kind of fan outpouring, because apparently it's the most tweeted about Warner Brothers movie, despite it not actually being a movie that has been released.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But aside
I've seen Twitter feeds of just people.
Absolutely.
And they're just
anybody from HBO Max, anybody from Warner Brothers, every single tweet is just, that's what they get fired back.
It's like, we'd just like to announce the birth of our CEO's new daughter or whatever. And they're like, release the Snyder Cut.
We'll kill the baby. We'll kill you. Release the Snyder Cut. Yeah. So I think it's really interesting. I think it's, I don't necessarily think it's going to set a precedent. I think this is a scenario that it's entirely likely won't get replicated for other things, which we will talk about, because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
It's a new streaming service where they need content, which is very difficult to make at the moment.
Yeah, this unless is you've got 4 hours of footage
exactly
stored away somewhere.
This is something that is existing already that is unfinished.
Yeah, yeah.
That they can then make into something which will result in massive subscribers.
Yeah.
Potentially. That's the thing. If you love this and you want to see it,
and
you want to see more versions of things like this, you need to pay for it, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I guess, like, I think maybe we talked about a few weeks ago, like the idea that during this pandemic, you know, maybe it would increase the number of animated movies. Voice acting can be done at home. Animation can be done at home.
Yep.
That sort of thing. And I guess this is similar in that they have so much footage and they can add more dialogue remotely. They can finish visual effects remotely.
Exactly.
They've got 4 hours of, again, we don't really know what it is.
No.
It. My guess would be, it's some completed stuff and some green screen stuff.
Yes.
And some animated storyboards.
Some black and white photos from Vero.
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah.
No, I think that's exactly what
they're going to do the thing where they just animate the lips?
Yeah, maybe.
They get Henry Cavill to put his phone up to his mouth and just be like, you won't be, I'll defeat you, Darkseid.
But here's the thing.
Yes.
The cast is returning apparently in voice only. They're not allowing the budget, which is apparently about 20 to 30 million.
Is that confirmed or what's the deal?
Yes.
There?
So the cast will return in voice for additional ADR. I guess if you had a entirely CGI Superman, you could have him saying things from a distance and it wouldn't be that noticeable.
Right. Hey, come catch me. Let's play hide and seek.
But the thing is as well, when you look at this for HBO, it makes more sense for them to release it than Warner Brothers to release this theatrically. Releasing a movie to cinemas 4 years after the original one came out, there's no sense to that. They would not make any money back from
That's right, yeah.
It may do well on streaming or DVD sales, potentially, but this is the best version of this. The reason they're making it is because this will probably make money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the idea, yeah.
And I guess, you know, if let's say they give Zack Snyder $30 million to finish this, and then they get several million subscribers, they announce it, they get several million subscribers to HBO Max at however much it is per month, $10 million dollars per month, then they've covered it, essentially.
Immediately, exactly. Yeah. That's all you need to look at it as. And also, you're not making something from scratch, as mentioned. You're finishing an existing thing. The bones of it are already there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the reason you can make this, obviously, is because it can be done on computers in isolation. In isolation, have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
The thing about this is as well, this isn't the original cut. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and I'm not trying to criticize people who are
when
like,
when you say the original cut, what do you mean?
I mean the version that Zack Snyder originally intended. Because, first of all, the version that he was going to do before Warner Brothers kind of stepped in between Batman v Superman and him filming it, they did make changes to what he wanted to make. Apparently it was there. And what he filmed, first of all, he never completed, didn't get the opportunity to. And now he gets to go back and through hindsight and through some redubbing of dialogue and adding extra scenes through CGI and whatnot.
Hey, come catch me.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be an entirely new vision. Mm. It's not what he was making before.
Yeah.
It's not the version that was released in cinemas. And he can look back and go, oh, people didn't really like that character. Oh, but you know what they did like? They wanted to see more of Cyborg. Well, I can add those scenes back in. I can add more elements of that.
People didn't really like this character, but I don't care what they think, so I'm keeping it in.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So this is, it is his vision, but it's his vision with the element of hindsight and extending everything and adding extra stuff.
And it's kind of an artifact as well because it's like it isn't, okay, well, there are going to be subsequent movies in this universe and you have to say, make it, you know, you have to add this plot point and this plot point and this plot point and these teasers for the next movie or whatever. It's this is the be-all to some degree, unless it's wildly successful. This is the be-all and end-all of this.
Yes.
So technically he can make it go anywhere he wants. He could change the plotting. He could have everybody die at the end.
Like, yeah.
It honestly doesn't matter, you know.
No, well, that's it.
Yeah.
This could very well be, and there's been talk of this, that this is a closed universe after this.
Yeah, right.
And look, I don't doubt that at this point. But if the reception to this is very positive, then we could potentially see more of this. And I think even if it's bad, which by the way, it could be.
Sure.
It's entirely possible. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty mixed on Batman v Superman, and I know you're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Please send your tweets and comments on that. But there's a lot of people who love this universe, and there's a lot of people who do not.
Yes.
Universally, nobody likes Justice League.
Seems that way, yeah.
I had fun with it. I think it's fine. It's not great. It's whatever to me.
Again, and you can go back and listen to the old episodes if you like, but on balance, I feel like Justice League is the worst DCEU movie. I feel like it's... I think I have bigger issues with something like Batman v Superman regarding characterization or plot or what have you.
Yeah.
But at least it's got, and we'll talk, we're going to cover all the Snyder DC movies in Caravan of Garbage.
Well, that's the thing, we should mention that here because, over the next few weeks we're going to be doing Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, the Joss Whedon, Zack Snyder Justice League.
But yeah, like
surprise!
I have, you know, many large issues with characterization and blah, blah, blah in Batman v Superman, but at least there's some memorable action sequences.
Yes.
It looks great, all this sort of stuff. But for me, Justice League is still the worst one because I can't think of a single scene that stands out in it for me. It's bad.
You remember you should probably move, but it's not even
it's
in
not
the
even
movie.
In, oh, maybe that'll come back.
It's
for this
definitely
one.
Coming
oh
back.
Oh, my God. I will stand up and cheer. I'll be by myself in my house. And I'll be like, woo! But at least...
You should film a reaction to that when it happens.
Yeah.
Can you please do that?
I'll try my best. But yeah, if I feel like, again, a movie that I didn't like, Batman v Superman, at least it took some swings and there's some positive stuff in it. But Justice League, it was the fifth movie that had so much, that had a chance to, you know, steer it back into
a direction. You're talking like when you include Wonder Woman and Suicide Squad and whatever else.
I felt it was just not anything.
And, I don't disagree with that.
That's its biggest crime, is it?
Yeah.
It was just
it's a very middling comic book movie.
And it
cost $300 million.
Dollars,
or
yes. And so... To me, as regarding the Zack Snyder cut of this, there's the only way is up for me personally.
Yeah.
It might be bad in different ways, but at least it'll be somebody going, I have a definitive look for this and I have a definitive case for what I want.
I have an idea for this universe.
Yeah,
You know that Flash time travel stuff? I'm going to explain some of that potentially.
Yeah, right.
That would be great. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think... Look, and regardless of how you think this kind of came about or whether you think the fan reaction is unreasonable or not, and I've got some articles and tweets I want to talk about in relation to that.
There's so many articles came out this week.
This is something I genuinely want to see. It's not something that I'm going to kill my grandmother to see. Like if it never came out, that's fine. I'm honestly okay with that. But this is really interesting and very unprecedented. And again, it's just because it happens to line up exactly with certain factors in the world, which is the reason that we're getting this. And I think that's... really fascinating.
Yeah. This is just a tweet from someone with a handle television and movies.
Okay.
And look, there's no real evidence of this, but here's some potential things that we can see in this.
I love seeing things.
Black Suit Superman could be in this.
Apparently it's in it, yep.
Darkseid could be in this.
Apparently Darkseid's in it.
Green Lantern could be in this.
That there's been reference to that.
Martian Manhunter, so we might get General Swanwick.
I would say almost certainly.
From Man of Steel will be revealed as was suggested that he's Martian Manhunter.
Yes.
Unification of the League, it says major DC mythology.
What's Unite the Seven?
What's it mean? Is it the Seven Seas? But again, you know, that is there going to be another member of Justice? Maybe it's Martian Manhunter.
Maybe it is.
That would be
It's an entirely CG character that you could potentially put in. Maybe they filmed some of that already.
We
really don't know. And that's and that's kind of really compelling to me.
Yes.
I wonder, though, if this is a massive success, how will that parallel to the Robert Pattinson Batman? I think people are smart enough to know, okay, there's Spider-Verse and there's Tom Holland and there's been Tobey Maguire. I don't think it's necessarily a big deal, but I think you're probably going to get those two camps of people like, well, I'm Team Affleck and I'm Team Pattinson or whatever. So there's going to be more screaming about this.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. But the other thing about this movie is, and I don't know whether people will like this or even that Snyder will change this in hindsight, is he always said that this was intended to be a lighter movie than Batman v Superman.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's very possible that we will get the more jokier elements from Justice League. I don't think it will be to the extent of.
Yeah, right.
Like that it was like, oh, I do bleed, oh, whatever. You remember that bit or whatever?
I'll be hitting my balls, he says.
Yeah, there'll be less like flash reaction shots to things going on, I'd imagine. But I think that it's entirely possible that this is lighter than people might like. Or he might go, you know what, people loved what I was doing with Batman v Superman. I'm going to kind of toe that line for this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I feel like based on some fan reactions from that movie and from Justice League, if he's going to skew it one way or the other, I think it's going to be dark and gritty.
Yeah.
Because again, like,
but what are you working with though at the same time?
Yeah, right.
Because you might not be able to an extent.
Just turn the contrast all the way down. Yeah. Just make it dark.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. Yeah.
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 Mm. He could release it in black and white, maybe.
Yeah,
that would cover the weird.
The promo images they've released have been in black and white. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. Look, and again, I feel like some of the louder voices in the world have released the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
What they want is very much in opposition to Marvel movies.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas Marvel movies are fun and goofy and lighthearted, they want a grim, dark reality.
Which I don't have a problem with. You can make different comic book movies. Jonah Hex.
You can make that if you want. You can make a sequel to that. Yeah.
You can't make a sequel.
What you could do is just release Jonah Hex again and call it Jonah Hex 2, and no one would know because no one ever saw Jonah Hex 1. So you can do that at home. You can put a 2.
Yeah.
We can do it.
You'd be like, Thanos, Josh Brolin, star of Endgame, is Jonah Hex. Yeah. Jonah Hex 2. Ooh. Is he? Wow. Michael Fassbender's in this? Apparently he is. So
Let's sell it to Netflix tomorrow. I think Zack Snyder's going to be like, if it's going to go either way, he's going to be like, the fans want dark and gritty, so let's keep that tone.
I'm not surprised, but do you think there's ever a chance or there was ever a chance that they were going to release what he had unfinished? Because I think a lot of people, not necessarily the general public, but people who wanted to see his version would have been happy with like a work print with unfinished special effects that's filled out with storyboards and animatics. I think to an extent they could have released that. But that being said, it probably wouldn't have got the buzz for the general public. Because you could save money potentially by being like, here's just 4 hours of unfinished stuff.
Yeah. But also I wonder if people would be satisfied with that because so much of Snyder's stuff involves, again, the cinematography of these kind of movies can be spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's whether you feel it's ham-fisted or not, the idea of Superman in a church and he's wondering if he should reveal himself and save humanity, like that involves lighting and it involves, stained glass and it involves all this sort of stuff.
Sure.
And it doesn't, whether you think it works or not, it certainly would not work if it's just a storyboard. And it's just a stick figure Superman and a cross.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and it's like he's in a church and he has a crisis of confidence.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what people want in this universe. They want to see it in its on film,
but between
amazingly
that
color corrected, whatever.
But between that or nothing, you'd obviously take that, right?
I guess
you would take the unfinished.
Uh-huh. But thing, I think it would take a lot of the shine off it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm. Special effects you're talking about. And have people being in a movie.
People being in a movie, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people have also mentioned that this is potentially a bad thing, and because we're getting pushes now for things like Josh Trank's Fantastic Four. Obviously, there's calls for people to remake various Star Wars films, which, we've talked about.
Yeah.
And David Ayer's Suicide Squad. He, though, has come out and said that it's simply not my IP. You know, there isn't like a cut that's mine necessarily.
Yeah, right.
My cut of Suicide Squad is just a rumor, and that's just fine. But he's also been tweeting about some of the stuff that he has included, including more Joker star father elements.
Uh-huh.
And HBO Max have also been responding to a lot of comments from that.
Right.
So I do wonder that if this does well, maybe they'll just go, okay, we'll just, what can we do with Suicide Squad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Yeah. And again, you know, the one of the reasons that people have been suggest, you know, the more cynical among us would suggest that maybe the reason they're going to split up Justice League into six episodes or what have you is so that then they get 2 months worth of subscriptions out of HBO Max, because they release one a week for 6 weeks, and then you've got to pay for that second month.
Definitely.
Kind of thing. And maybe they're also like, well, if we could get another couple of months out of people if we release Suicide Squad, but we add other bits and pieces.
Just mesh it together with Bright, whatever. Maybe, two David Ayer movies.
Maybe when you think Captain Boomerang's dead and he takes the money out of his jacket, instead it might be the unicorn that we all expected it was going to be.
Is that what happened in that movie?
I don't know. Have we done a Caravan of Garbage or anything on Suicide
Squad? We've done a commentary.
We did a commentary. Okay. Well, maybe I mentioned this in the commentary. But right at the start of Suicide Squad, you see all the character profiles, and it's like Captain Boomerang loves unicorns. And then when they're setting up all their stuff and they're getting their equipment together, he puts a unicorn in his jacket, like a stuffed unicorn.
That's his character.
But then later you think he's going to be killed because he gets stabbed or he gets shot or something like in his chest, and he opens up his jacket and he pulls out a wad of cash. And it's like, surely that's the unicorn. Like, that's the foreshadowing of the... He puts the unicorn in and he's saved by the unicorn. That's the...
Yeah, but that's subverting expectations.
Oh, it's subverting expectations, isn't it?
You thought unicorn and they did a thing that you didn't know he had, probably.
So I saw a very long Twitter thread yesterday.
Sure.
And it was basically a person saying... He's saying, I don't like, you know, the Zack Snyder, Batman v Superman...
The universe that he's built.
Man of Steel, etc., Justice League.
Okay.
Please let me know... Like, I'm fascinated to know why people like it, kind of thing. Yeah. And it's very long... But he's like, basically, I don't get it. And somebody in his Twitter thread has said, you don't need to get it and we are just beginning, which I think is a good. And then people are like, what do you mean? Somebody says, surely you're just ending. You wanted the Snyder Cut. You're getting the Snyder Cut. That's it, right? And he's like, well, now we are starting with a fight for Zack to finish his entire vision.
Right, okay.
So basically, I guess.
That's what I think. I guess
there was going to be a Justice League 2.
Yeah, well, that was originally the idea. I think that this is going to go on for a long time.
Mm.
Even if this is supposed to be a bookend, we're probably never going to hear the end of this, to be honest.
Right.
Even when he might want to move on from this. Maybe he just wants to kind of cap this off and move on. He's got a zombie movie coming out soon as well, which I'm really looking forward to, because his zombie movie is
Dawn of the Dead.
Fantastic.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I read an article by Joanna Robinson on Vanity Fair, and it's basically about how if you're releasing a movie like this, you are rewarding negative fan behavior.
Right.
And I think there is definitely a lot of that. And I've had a bit of it, but I've never been anti the Snyder Cut or said that it doesn't exist, even though it doesn't really exist.
No, it's not finished. No,
exactly. I mean, it will exist, but there was never a point where they were going to release this in cinemas and Warner Brothers were going to put this money in to make it, to finish it. It wasn't going to happen. Again, it's this set of circumstances. But there has been there's been a lot of death threats and a lot of insane people tweeting about this, which is, I mean, that's the internet. You can expect it. But I think it's also unfair to go, this is fanboys running amok, because like all fandoms, it seems to be a minority, because a lot of people just want to see it and are just tweeting about it.
It has been, like, I saw it this week compared to when Sony were going to take back Spider-Man. People said, oh, it's the same. It's, you know, people are very passionate about this thing and they would like to see a version that they enjoy or what have you. And, you know, whenever a controversial decision like this happens, you do get people really rising up. But I think it is the sheer, not saying that, you know, every fan of a particular movie is a particular way or whatever, but I would say, based on my own experience, the sheer intensity of DCEU fans is incomparable to anything else.
The only thing that is close is probably Star Wars, but the DC stuff is more intense. I would definitely agree with that.
Like there's, you know, because there's obviously, you know, Star Wars Twitter accounts that are like, here's all the Star Wars news and here's my opinions and I just tweet about Star Wars. But the number of people who just tweet Zack Snyder related stuff, like every day, every hour, they will track down. If you mention Zack Snyder, they search for it. Like months later, they find it. Like they've clearly built a schedule. They're like, well, I'll get to that. I found this guy. I'll get to him in 6 months.
Yeah.
And then they tweet about how you're wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's a level of intensity I've never seen anywhere else.
I've had a few comments that are like, ha, they're getting the Snyder Cut. What do you think of that? Yeah, that's fine. Like why would I stop that? Why would I? Well, if you love this, that's good. Like that's, I'm not going to, why would I crush your dreams on that. Well, be yeah, like, you're an idiot.
And I guess it's a hole. And it is a hole. From what I've read, it seems to be a, you know, some people are like, I'm mystified why you like these movies. Some people are like, well, we do like them, just shut up about it.
Yeah.
Like, on the one side, you've got people going, you guys are really intense about this sort of thing. And there are other people who, and people from the other side are like, we just like it, leave us alone.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And it is the case. It's a lot of clashing over.
Definitely.
And I think it's often a case of like, well, my view is you should like whatever you like.
Yeah.
And
don't attack people.
Don't attack. Well, that's yeah. the thing. But there are also people who are like, there's people who are genuinely mystified by people like these movies or what have you. And there are people who are like, you're an idiot for liking these movies.
Yes.
That is the dividing line. Totally, and that is where the line is, really.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know. And the thing is, I don't think you should, your entire life and being and what you want in this universe shouldn't revolve around this thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because the other thing is, and look, I think for some people it's not going to matter and they will die on this hill for the rest of their life, it could be not good.
Yeah.
Like genuinely. And yeah. I don't just mean like that was okay. It could genuinely be just horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do if it is,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of people in denial about
there'll
it.
There'll be a lot of people
terrible.
Doubling down, yeah, yeah.
And again, that's not me saying that it will be terrible. I'd say it's probably going to be at least as good as Batman v Superman, whatever you think of that movie.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It will be on par, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very interesting, isn't it, James?
Yeah. Well, one more tweet I wanted to talk about. This is from Zach Stentz, and he's the screenwriter behind a bunch of stuff, including Thor and X-Men First Class. I said, for everyone worried about the precedent of angry fans getting their way, this is a pretty unique circumstance and confluence of events. Ooh. A director and cast willing to revisit their work and a new streaming service hungry for content and buzz.
That's
exactly it, because how many directors would actually want to go back and go, that thing that I sort of got removed from, and also I had a family tragedy and they released a really bad version of it, I want to come back 4 years later to finish it, and there's a new streaming service.
And there's millions, and there's a huge fan base of people demanding.
Exactly, and there's
it.
A global pandemic.
Yes.
It's unusual.
That is, yeah, to so, say the least.
Yeah, so, you
We're
know.
Living in unusual times.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Richard Donner would be a good example
yeah.
for Superman 2, but that was like 3 decades later that
exactly,
they finished
yeah.
that.
And it's also, there's very few movies that have...
There's a lot of movies. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I've made a mistake. I retract my entire argument. But there's very few movies that have so much pre-existing footage made
yeah.
and then it was cancelled.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I'm
yeah.
sure there's a few. And
I know Tim Minchin had an animated movie that got
yeah, right.
yanked away from him and that he'd finished like 80%.
I guess
off.
If anything, the precedent here will be movie production houses going through their archives and going, oh, we left this on the shelf
because
we didn't have the money, or we didn't think it was good enough to release, or what
yes.
have you, or you know, we had some, the production was shut down for some reason.
Yeah.
Now we'll bring it out because it's, we already own it and we're going to
yeah.
rebuild it. But there's so many other things. It's like, you know, well, people might want to see the Edgar Wright version of Ant-Man, but he never
yeah.
filmed it. So there's nothing
exactly.
they can
you
do.
You could read the script of that potentially.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But it's even like Fantastic Four. Does Josh Trank want to finish Fantastic Four? And also would Disney, who now own the Fantastic Four, put the money into making this thing, which everybody hates, and there isn't the call to
yeah,
see,
right,
you know?
Yeah, because there's never been that fan base.
No, not really. I mean, I think maybe off the back of this you'll get a bit of a swell, but yeah. not enough for them to even consider
yeah.
that.
And also, you're right, because it's also, in addition to being big fans of Zack Snyder's work, there are people out there who have spent their whole lives being big fans of Batman or Superman.
Yes.
Who've now attached themselves as being big fans of this. There's no... You know, there are plenty of people who have been longtime fans of the Fantastic Four, but what do you get? You get a movie every 10 years?
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
Maybe they appear on an animated series for yeah. a couple of episodes or whatever. There's no...
For me, what I want from this at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I want to see it in whatever version it turns out to be, whether it yeah. be an extended movie or a series, which I think, speaking of that idea that you can get a couple months of subscription out of people, which then means they probably won't cancel. I think that's probably the way it's going to go.
Yeah.
I want to see it, and then I do want to see different versions of these characters and whatever that looks like. I
yeah.
don't need to necessarily see a continuation of this universe. I'm more interested in kind of branching out into different
yeah.
things. But, you know, remains to be seen in what direction that goes.
Something interesting that Dan Olsen, who is folding ideas on YouTube and Twitter, pointed out is that if it is released, because he did a video on whether or not the Snyder Cut exists,
yeah.
and he came to the conclusion, well, it probably exists at some hard drives or some film canisters somewhere.
Which is what Zack Snyder said.
Which is what exactly it is.
Yeah.
So he hit the nail on the head. And I think he even said, well, they'll probably, if anything, they'll release it on a streaming service. So
yeah,
pretty much people should watch that video because he pretty much nailed it. But he pointed out that if it is to be released in like half hour chunks, how are they going to do that? Is Zack Snyder going to have to re-edit it so each episode is like a TV episode?
They do like they did with Quibi, where they took the movie The Most Dangerous Game and just cut it up into 9-minute chunks.
Yeah, right. I guess. Is it, or is it just going to be like, is it going to end in the middle of sentences?
Yeah,
what's going to happen? You know,
because I think,
because you would think that if you want a satisfying viewing experience, because if it's released 1 week at a time, then
would either seriously break the flow, or you'd have to
wait
artificially. Kind of twisted into a natural conclusion
every episode,
attempt to every time, and I think I'd rather it just stop abruptly
and then
it just starts again, because then at the end you can watch it as the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather that than if you do watch it as a chunk, then it kind of ebbs and flows in terms of these artificial stop and start points.
Right.
Uh-huh. I think but that's interesting.
Or maybe it'd be like Arrested Development, where the season where they did each character individually.
I hate that season.
Maybe who knows what they're doing in the editing bay. He might go, okay, here's all the Batman scenes. We'll see Batman week one.
Yep.
We'll see, Wonder Woman week two, et cetera.
That's not a
And then put it together, in episode six, five and six, they put it all together and they have the big finale.
We know there's a lot of Flash stuff that was altered where the Flash's girlfriend shows up. That was all cast and everything like that. We know there's a bunch of Cyborg stuff where we see him playing football and he's in a weird virtual reality hologram space and things like that. Cyborg, and I feel really bad for Ray Fisher because he is a good actor, but what is he even doing in that Justice League movie? Nothing.
I can't remember.
Like they opened an email with him in it.
Yes. There's a scene where he's on the street and he's wearing a hoodie and he's sad.
And that's kind of, he's in a window and then at the end he's trying to open a box or something.
And he's like, I wish Superman were here to open this box. And Superman's like, well, I am here.
Yeah.
So everything's fine.
Yeah. Like Ray Fisher was supposed to get his own movie.
Uh-huh.
And he probably would have gone on to much bigger things if he had have had any play in that movie. Is he the one digging the grave at one point?
At one point he does help dig a grave. Tim and Flash digging
dig
some
up a grave, sorry.
They're digging up a grave, but you would think that Flash could do that very quickly.
But they talk about that. They're like, well, we want to do it in real time because it's disrespectful. No, there's a clock running on this.
Yeah, the world is going to end. Maybe the universe is going to end.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess we'll see.
Do you think, rampant speculation time, do you think this movie will end similarly to theatrical Justice League in the sense that all the heroes will be kind of hapless and then Superman comes back and he handily defeats Steppenwolf straight away?
I don't
think
so.
You think it'll be different?
Maybe. I think he's definitely going to be a factor in them defeating Darkseid. I think they're going to complete. I think Steppenwolf will be in it, but I think it'll be mostly Darkseid focused.
This? Do you think Zack Snyder, because the rumor was always going to be there was going to be two Justice League movies, one was going to end on a cliffhanger.
Yep.
What if he ends this on a cliffhanger?
And then they have to.
And they have to do another one. Like
be bold.
They defeat Steppenwolf or whatever, and then Darkseid shows up, beats them all, and then there's the cliffhanger, and maybe it becomes the nightmare universe we saw in Batman v Superman. Then what are you going to do, fans?
Man, that would be an absolute power play.
Right? You know what? I'm saying it. I reckon it might be.
Yeah, you know what? And it's entirely possible that it's not even that he does that out of spite.
Uh-huh.
That HBO...
I'm saying he's doing it out of spite.
I don't think they'd let him do that if they didn't want to maybe continue it.
Uh-huh.
But I think that the idea that they're seeing how it's being put together, they're liking what he's doing, they want him to do more because they think it will be financially beneficial, then maybe they will allow him to do it that way.
Yeah,
I don't think he can sneak that out there.
No, it would be tricky.
It'd have to run it past people.
Yeah,
I know it's going to be his vision, but there are restraints on this, there are every movie.
But I mean, maybe at this point, because a lot of people out there have been saying, they didn't let him release his full vision or what have you, but maybe they're at this point they've seen the power of the social media machine. For 3 years this has been every comment on every post has been released the Snyder Cut. So maybe at this point they're like, we should monetize this.
Yes.
We should.
It's also entirely possible that the general audience response and numbers to this are not there.
That's true.
There's a big difference, and we've seen that in the popularity of certain properties and also politics. Twitter and social media does not reflect
real life. Yeah.
So we don't really know.
I
hate to get political, right, everybody. Absolutely. I'm sorry for bringing up politics.
But that would be the ultimate blow if they're like, and these streaming services never really release their numbers. But what if they're like, 3 years, $30 million, and nobody signs up? Like the
I'd be shocked.
Yeah, right.
I think there's enough going on HBO Max that it will absolutely fire out of the gate.
Is this going to be released, do we think, at the premiere of HBO
Max?
No,
it can't, because that's like in a month or so. Yeah, okay, right. So it will be next year.
But that's what I'm saying. What if, like, I guess if everybody signed up in anticipation of Justice League, and then when Justice League comes out, it's already been saturated, and the maximum number of people who've already signed up have already signed up.
I think these things continue to grow. Like, Netflix has been nothing but increasing. Right.
That's
same
my
with
hit.
Disney.
Okay, but
same with Quibi.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
No, I don't know. Portrait mode. Here's my hit prediction is this ends on enough of a – this ends open-ended enough.
Yep.
If, or you know what I'm going to say? It's going to end on a cliffhanger.
Yep.
And then it's going to be like,
I think
you
there
want
will,
more?
I think you're probably right. I think there's going to be enough loose threads, even if they do cap it and they defeat Darkseid, there's going to be enough to be like, well, what happened to the Green Lanterns or what happened to Martian Manhunter there? Yeah, and then – if they did want to continue this universe to make everybody happy, they could make the Flashpoint universe, swap out the Batman or whoever you need to continue it that way. Mm. And then go, well, it's still the universe that you love, except Ben Affleck doesn't want to do it anymore.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. Look, but I'm saying full cliffhanger. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be very interested to see whether that is true. Yeah. And I'll say the opposite because then one of us is right.
One of us is right and one is wrong, yeah. And one of us
and,
will...
we'll get the kudos regardless.
That's right. Some idiot on the Weekly Planet podcast suggested that it would or would not be a cliffhanger.
They
both were right.
Sound the same. It doesn't really matter which one. Yeah. Anyways.
I get a lot of tweets that are like, what's the name of that thing you recommended? I'm like, I recommended no such thing. That was James. We sound different as far as I can tell. But I can't hear the sound of my own voice, so I don't know. Maybe we do sound the same.
That's it. Anyways, of course, we are going to be covering the Zack Snyder / Joss Whedon trilogy for Caravan of Garbage starting June 2nd. If you do want to check it out and come along and yell at us, we'd love to have you, quite frankly. Yeah,
we recorded the Man of Steel one just earlier. Had a good time. So
absolutely. So, yeah, look forward to that. Anyways, do you know what it's time for?
Is it time for what we're reading?
Yeah, what are we going to read?
Burr, burr, burr,
burr. I'm doing the thing.
That's how it goes.
Westworld. My new thing, I say Westworld.
Yeah, nice.
Doesn't make any sense. It's going to get to the point where I don't even know why I'm doing it.
Yeah, good, great.
But I do it. It's a Pavlovian response.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody at home does it too. what are you Westworlding today?
You know, I haven't got to it yet, but I'm going to. I was going to mention this up top, but our friends over at Do Go On have a new YouTube series.
They do.
Over on their channel, but Do Go On, I assume.
I think it's on Stupid Old.
Stupid Old Studios.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So the same channel that where you get Gamey Gamey Game.
Yep.
And also...
some skits.
Some skits and sketches.
Some skits and bits.
Yeah, some skits and bits. Mm. But they're doing their show in the Stupid Old Studios and on video, so it's
and they're
be
in great
exciting.
Leather-bound chairs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Absolutely. Please check it out. I mean, it's a terrific show. And if you want to see their faces, that's the perfect opportunity for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then being like, oh, that's what they all look like.
Yes.
That's what they all look like.
It's what they all look like.
Okay. So,
yes.
What I'm reading, yes. It's also things we watched.
It sure is. And listen to.
Because there's no comics at the moment, really.
But that's coming back at some point soon.
Maybe July-ish.
Okay, right. Okay.
Lovebirds.
Yep.
Which is by the director of The Big Sick and also starring again Kumail Nanjiani, who didn't write it this time, and Issa Rae. It's kind of like if you've seen the movie Date Night with Steve Carell and Tina Fey or Game Night, it's kind of like that kind of rom-com-y.
It's a night happening.
The night
adventures
happening
in
and
a night.
Adventures
okay,
and gunfighting and people running amok. And it's pretty good. It's some funny jokes.
Yeah, right.
It's a good put it on and be like, oh, yeah, they've made this. It's better than a standard Netflix kind of affair.
Oh yes.
So there's some things in it, and you can watch it, and that's cool.
It's cool. I'm trying to think of other stuff. What did I do this week? I just watched Man of Steel, I guess. I also listened to a podcast called Articles of Interest, which is it's a podcast about it's from the people who do the podcast 99% Invisible.
Oh my goodness!
But it's a podcast about clothes and stuff.
Do you love clothes and stuff?
I do. It's like a podcast about the invention of the Hawaiian shirt or plaid. Or blue jeans.
Plaid. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. What's all with all these dudes wearing plaid? They're all stand-up comedians. They all just wear a plaid shirt.
I wear a plaid occasionally. You throw on a plaid?
Oh, all the time. Love
a plaid. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You're a plaid lad?
That's right. It's the working man's. It's the working man's pattern.
But it's not really a working man who's wearing it, is it? We're not working men.
No.
Not even men. No. Soy boys is what I'm
saying. Oh, we're soy boys. That is true. What else have I been watching? I don't know. I can't remember.
You've been around.
Something on
the
Netflix.
Block.
Rick and Morty. Good show.
Yep. You've watched Solar Opposites yet?
No, I haven't, but
I will. Solar Opposites.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Yeah.
Very good.
And that's cool.
That is cool.
Should we do the letters?
Let's do the letters.
Okay, put the letters
there. The classic one was letters, oh, letters. We love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
We're going to hear right now. We're going to do letters.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter.
That's right.
Fire them on through. Like I said, I didn't get that many this week, so just shoot them on out there. It's a good way to reach the show. It's a very good chance of getting it through.
That's right.
WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com. Shoot through an email, and Nick Mason will definitely read your email
and read it on
the show, no matter what.
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, this is from Devesh. He says, hey guys, big fan of the pod. Last week I watched The Elephant Man for the first time ever and was shocked to find out that Dexter Fletcher plays the boy in it. Is there any film or TV show in which a major actor or actress popped in without you noticing?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I was watching Elementary, as I think I mentioned last week.
Sure.
And
Lucy Liu's in that.
Surprise.
Who knew?
Johnny Lee Miller. I didn't know he was going to be in that, but he's in it. But also there's an episode where David Harbour plays like a hospital CEO.
Yeah, right.
And he's very, very charismatic and he's the killer.
Oh, no.
That's right.
You've twisted it. You've done the twist.
Yeah, twisted it, yeah. And I'm like, oh, there he is. That's fun.
Yeah, I think if you watch any of the Law & Order, SVU, NYPD, especially in the 90s, you're like, that's a famous person.
Yeah, for sure. Episode.
Sometimes they get famous people to just, they'll do like a, they'll be like, Glenn Close is in this for some reason.
Yeah, right.
They'll just do that every now and then or something like that. Ben Stiller's in Empire of the Sun. And Christian Bale is the lead in that movie.
He is too, that's right.
Which is, it's weird because I watched that as a kid and, I didn't think anything of it. And then watching it again. Not recently, like 10 years ago, I'm like, shit, like John Malkovich is in this? This is like a really, this is a big movie.
I need to see an actor 10 times.
You can see an actor. They're in a lot of stuff. You looked around. You need to see like television.
I thought you were bringing in my favorite TV and movie.
I don't know John Stamos. I can't get him in here for you.
Wow. Wow. Could you get the guy from...
Bones?
No. The guy from Sugar Ray. Could you get him into...
Mark McGrath.
Yeah, could you get him into
announce something
sad? I could probably
get a cameo, get a cameo, yeah.
Okay, that'd be cool, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Nice. Oh, but anyway, I was going to say, it takes me like 10 times seeing an actor in a movie before I recognize them. Like, I've got to see him in like 10 things.
Yeah, okay,
and they're a recognizable
name
and a face to me.
Do you need like to see a wide interview where they're going through their own handbag or whatever?
Yes.
That'll help you, won't it?
I think it will. Then I get to know the real them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if somebody was like, empty your pockets? Not in a mugging situation, but like for why?
Yeah.
You don't have to do it, but do you think you'd have enough? You'd have to go in with stuff and be like, I always carry this.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, I don't know, my wallet.
A gun for threatening white employees.
Yeah. I've got this expired Medicare card that I pull out every time I go to the doctors and they go, that's expired. And I go, I know, I meant to replace it and I never do.
Yeah.
And they go, don't worry, you're on the system already.
Yeah.
And I go, cool. I won't replace it then. But I also won't throw it out. What am I even doing?
I don't know. It's probably very simple. Do you want another one? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I wear my wedding ring because I'm married. Belonged to my grandpa, actually. Huh. He died. I didn't steal it from him.
You didn't take it from him?
No.
Okay, right.
He died and then it got passed to me. Yeah. Uh-huh. I had to get it resized because I have very thin fingers. The guy was like, nice thin fingers. And I went, thanks.
Well,
what do you think of that story?
He's got a compliment. You can see he's in the business of...
It wasn't a compliment.
Accommodating thin fingers,
it
you know?
Was. It was
that's
under
money
the guy.
The
it was an insult.
Guy.
It was an insult. Like, it was a neg.
Yeah, wow.
It was a neg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Were you in that position where you could really put... the ring around two of your fingers.
I wasn't quite like that. He was a farmer. He was a working man. He was a dairy farmer.
Oh, yeah.
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 So there you go.
You didn't dig him up in a respectful manner.
I dug him up in a very disrespectful manner.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, he was a kind man who's dead.
Yep.
But what else are we doing?
This is from an email from Kyle Harris.
Yeah.
It says, best podcast.
Thanks.
So I immediately assume it's a recommendation for another podcast.
Cool.
Best podcast. But it says here, this is why I got this one because it's quite intriguing. It says, you guys make my workday 100 times better, which is very nice. And then it says, sent for my iPhone.
Often
I'm like, are you listening and tweeting and emailing in the toilet?
Yeah, what are you up to? Yeah. Often it's people who are like, we ruined a work meeting or they laughed out loud and their boss yelled at them or something. Uh-huh. It's never normally we made their workday better.
There you go.
It's like, I was listening to you and I got hit by a forklift. So anyway, what are they saying?
I work in an accounting firm. How did it even happen? I think your podcast is cursed.
So what's this about though? Or is that it?
That's it.
That's
the
whole
thing. I'm just like, what's it?
Do you want to like elaborate on that guy who sent that email? Who is
that? Maybe he does. That was Kyle Harris.
Kyle, let us know. What are you up to?
I think he emailed us in the toilet.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
This is hashtag.
Not in the toilet cubicle, literally in the toilet.
Oh, right. Okay, I get you. It's hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. This is from Mustard Custard on Twitter.
Oh, that's very good.
Well, it's actually Jackson 3334-6286, which isn't as interesting, but hey.
Unless so, yeah.
Who'd you talk about? The Austin Powers was on the latest pod, and The Spy Who Shaded Me is my favorite movie.
It's probably a typo there.
But you know, I'm just
good stuff.
I mean, I make typos all the time. Sometimes I read back text messages and I'm like, what is this even?
Yeah.
Wondered if you are going to do a Caravan of Garbage on the Austin Powers trilogy. Here's the thing about comedies.
Yes.
It's hard to make fun of a comedy when they're comedy. Not even make fun of, but how do you approach Caravan of Garbage? Might not necessarily be suited to something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a super fast we did because it's like a bad.
Sure, I remember that one, yeah.
But I don't know whether I do another one of those because it's just like, well, this joke isn't good and who is this supposed to be? And, oh, yeah, it's Britney Spears and whatever.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But what do you do with Austin Powers? I don't know.
Look, if you guys want a very deep dive on the Austin Powers movies, you should listen to Mike Check.
Absolutely, you should.
Which is a podcast where our friends Alexi and Cam talk about every Mike Myers movie to see if they rewatch them to see if they're still good.
And some Dana Carvey stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Thrown in for good measure.
Yeah, they've done every Austin Powers movie and every Mike Myers movie, so you should check that one out. It's really good.
Do you think, though,
I was going to ask Alexi, because he's a real film buff.
Yeah.
If he's listening to this. He may or may not be.
Does he listen to this?
Sometimes.
All right.
But my question was going to be to him. I'll message him this week, and I'll let you know. It's a two-parter. Do you know of any lifelong film buffs, like yourself, either personally or by reputation, who saw Batman v Superman to decide it was the best film ever made?
That's my question number one.
Because a lot of people are like, this is the greatest movie ever made.
Mm.
But I've never met anyone who's like, I love films and I love...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love...
Cinephiles.
But they're not even like... Because when you think of cinephiles, you think of like, oh, they love pretentious art movies or whatever. But like somebody like Alexi, he loves your Austin Powerses.
Yes.
He loves popcorn movies. He loves big dramas. He loves pretentious art films. You know, it's cinephiles love filmmaking.
Yes.
And I'm wondering like if anybody's been like...
And this is the best
this
one.
I've seen it all, and this is the best one.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, this movie's
I'd
a masterpiece.
I'd say almost certainly there is somebody.
There's got to be someone.
The ring and fell off my skinny little fingers.
And you even had it resized. You had a double resized while we were recording this.
I was holding it in my hand.
And I guess the second one was like, what's the most positive thing a cinephile might say about Batman v Superman?
Sure.
Or you know,
cinematography.
Any of Snyder's DC directing work. But anyway, it's probably cinematography.
Yeah. But I think, look, getting back to Austin Powers, if they make another one, which they probably will, we'll do them, right?
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
Mm.
Great. Got another one or I've got another
this
one?
This is from Josh Davies. He says, I work in Gustav Graves Ice Palace.
That's where I work.
That's not true.
I was trying to one-up him.
He works at the Eden Project in the UK, which was used as the bad guy lair in Die Another Day. So, yes, I do get to pretend I'm Diamond Face regularly. And though it's an indoor rainforest, people still ask where the Arctic area is. So,
and where is it?
It's not there. Yeah.
I went to an ice bar once in New Zealand.
That's in Cornwall, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went to an ice bar in New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you go in and you put on a jacket and it's all icy drinks and all the chairs are ice and whatever. And after 5 minutes, I'm like, this is a horrible idea. Why would anybody make this?
Oh, yeah, there's one.
It's
unbearable
to be in.
You're going to put on a big jacket?
Yeah, for any length of time.
That's right.
There's a reason there's a time limit on this, because you'll die if you stay here too long.
No, it's because it's too cool and the line's too long, James.
Also, the drinks are like icy. You'd be like, here's a hot drink, like a hot alcoholic drink.
Also, that's a question for anybody else, the question I had about Batman v Superman.
Yes.
If you're a film buff, you love all the films.
If you're buff and you love film.
Yeah.
Mm.
If it's your favorite movie, let me know, and also let me know what your second favorite movie is.
Yes,
can't be a superhero movie. Your second
they can be. If it's their second, it can be whatever their second favorite movie.
Right.
They're just going to get short. They're going to Shawshank Redemption you though. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, maybe we'll get Shawshank. That's true. Donnie Darko. Maybe
you get Donnie Darko.
I don't know. I might get Donnie Darko.
And just to clarify, and maybe I hate to speak for you, and please correct me if it's not true. This isn't a criticism of people who love that movie. I'm genuinely curious.
Like if that's the case, and let me know what you love about it.
This isn't for us to make fun of you, but maybe it is.
Not on the show, certainly.
No, certainly not. Yeah. No, that's an interesting question.
Mm.
Also, if you do love the Ice Palace from Die Another Day, last James Bond is coming up this week.
That's why I brought that one up. Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. I do have another tweet. This is from Daniel Atkinson. It says, James, as a young single dad, you are an inspiration to me. That's it. That's a tweet.
That's nice.
Super congrats to you on your new kid. Thank you. I'm so happy for you. What are your dad movie recommendations? Best movies to watch along with your kid? Disney Plus obviously have some great stuff, but a lot of the Disney stuff is dreary and not very good. I would say, like, especially older stuff. My kid now has been watching Spider-Verse again and again. I think the first time it was a lot and he enjoyed it, but now he's going back and he's like, because a lot of that movie the first time, he's like, why isn't Miles Morales in his black Spider-Man suit? What's going on here? Why is he? And I'm like,
wait.
I had to pause and be like, He's going to wear it. Okay, oh, wow. It's going to happen later in the movie. It's a character arc, idiot. I said.
Wow, that's yeah. The only way they'll learn.
So now watching it the second time, he's like, you know, he wears this one, and then later he gets the other one. I'm like, yeah, I told you that. I know.
You're at that stage of raising a child.
That's right.
You're also beating him at races deliberately.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, everything you know. I know. I already know. There's nothing you know that I don't know.
Even if you learn it independently, I want to be clear. I knew it also. There is nothing at this stage in your life that you will learn that I don't already know.
When you're telling me a thing, I'm humouring you.
That's right. If you do learn, if you watch perhaps a television show I haven't seen, and you learn something from that, I just want you to know that's drivel. It's irrelevant to my life, but. Keep it. It's fine.
Anyway, I feel like when my kids listen to this in the future, they're going to be like, he must hate us. Because I don't get sappy about my kids on this, but I love my kids. My kids are incredible. But I never say that on this. I think they're just like, man, Dad really thinks we're a burden. I feel like that's so if I die, this is the only archive of my life. Mm-hmm. It's just me spinning out like the entire time. Right. Like just not having a handle on reality.
Mm. But don't you say nicer things over your other podcast?
Yeah, no, not necessarily. But I love being a dad. Like I chose to be a dad. It's great.
That's true.
And also if you don't want to be a dad, that's also fine. I feel like we've talked about this, but you know, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Yeah. Anyway, anything else?
No, that's the whole show.
Mm.
There's a bunch of new emails this week that are great. I'll get it from next week, I think.
Great. So if people could just not send an email this week.
Send more emails. That's what we want. Great. We want more emails. Terrific.
And do you
want
to wrap the show up?
Yes. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening.
Sorry it's a little bit shorter, but I'm doing this until I get my...
Life in order.
Life in order, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So forever.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to do a extended cut, director's cut episode.
Yeah.
In lieu of... Justice League and whatever, and maybe next week, but I don't
just know. All the best director's cuts, extended cuts. Okay, that sounds really
we're
good.
We're just going to talk about Blade Runner. That's all we're going to talk about.
Nice.
And the extended cut of Suicide Squad.
Oh my goodness.
Wouldn't you rather see the Suicide Squad, the new one, than another cut of the movie?
Absolutely, I would, yes. Yeah. Yes, correct.
Anyway.
Anyway, thank you everybody for listening to the show. I hope everybody's doing all right out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving a nice review. Yes. James, you got any nice reviews?
Got a couple here. This says, great podcast. And also, not the real Dr. Octavius, 5 stars. You can do it in app. It's so easy to do, Mason.
Very
you
easy.
Could do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it right now.
I'm not doing it, though. I'm looking at other things.
Well, you should. I really want James to read this on mic and hear either James or Mason or both tell me they're proud of me. We're proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Unless you're doing bad stuff. But
we don't know what they're doing, right?
That's right.
He might be robbing a bank, and he's because it's so easy to review us and give us 5 stars that he could be one hand he's like clickety click, and the other hand he's like using a laser, he's cutting through a vault or whatever.
I'm okay with the laser cutting through a vault, robbing a bank. I'm less okay with the handgun scaring the public.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Bad. That one's bad.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's so easy to review. You could do it through a stocking that you're wearing on your
definitely
face as a mask.
Good, exactly.
But anyway, even if you are robbing a bank using the laser through the vault, I'm very proud of you.
Me too.
It's harder than you think.
Two hilarious hosts with great back and forths. I come to the Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, stay for the random, sometimes insane asides and rabbit holes as they, mostly James, lose their minds.
I was going
to
say, it's
I love how everybody's
you.
Kind of accepted the fact that I'm the one spiraling. Well, it's not inaccurate, is it?
Uh-huh.
You seem to have got a handle on things.
It's because I keep it way down inside.
You press it down.
Also, most of the things I don't tell people about are crimes. So can't put them on a
is
podcast.
Is it laser vault stuff?
It's mostly laser vault
cool,
stuff.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
This one is from Bob the Bounty Hunter. It says, Lisa, I love you. 5 stars. Lisa, if you're reading this, please come back.
Took a turn?
I don't know if Lisa, because a lot of the times partners or ex-partners don't really listen to this show. So this
might
not be.
Yeah, they probably aren't also scrolling reviews of the show.
The best way to get somebody back probably isn't through this podcast, but if we can help, sure.
Maybe she's trapped in that vault. Maybe that's why she hasn't come back. She's trapped in the vault. We're getting her lasered out. So it's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out this week. It worked out perfectly.
You need to speak to not the real Dr. Octavius to tee that up.
That's right.
Anyways, I hope everything works out for both of you guys. What's next on the end of this show?
Oh, my goodness. If you would like to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod at Facebook, at Gmail, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings.
Yes.
He's killing it. He's on Twitter at Raw Collings. He's at
killing
the Weekly
it.
Planet on Twitter. Also, he's probably editing this episode.
Yes, he is. He's not probably, he is. Yeah, he's doing it right now. He's hearing this.
Oh, my goodness.
As he's editing it.
Come on, he's a real multitasker.
How does he do it?
I don't know. let's see. You can look at all the podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting
Network.
You can also go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group.
Yes,
if you'd
can.
Like to have some just a bit of connection in your life. If you're stuck at your house, just I'm get not. In there. Have you want to have some nice, fun, funny chats about pop culture stuff, about the Snyder Cut? Maybe there's some topics. Maybe people are talking about the Snyder Cut. I don't know. Maybe there is. Yeah, so many topics.
So many Snyder Cut
comments. Get in there. If you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you'd like to chuck in a buck.
That's right.
We'd very much appreciate that.
Early stuff. Ben put on a great video on Moneyball, which will be out by now.
That's his favourite film, right?
One of. It's up there.
There you go.
You should that's up on my channel already, but every video I can, I put up early. Yeah.
Nice. You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you're stuck at home, you can't make it to the grocery store. Maybe buy stuff through Amazon, through our link. Right. That would be very good as well.
I appreciate it. That's right, yeah.
Let me think. We've got some T-shirts on tpublic.com.
Do we?
I believe so.
That's great.
Unless they've been removed. I have no idea.
Have they been removed? I've never checked.
I don't know.
I've never checked whether they're there or not there.
We might have been saying this for years and they removed them for...
It's hardly possible.
Yeah. For being too cool.
I've got a link. I know there's a link, but where does it go?
I don't know.
Come on, tell me. Fuck the phone.
Maybe to somebody else's.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe somebody else's t-shirt page.
Bankrolling somebody else. Right? Anyway, we get so few money from that. I think that's why I never look into it. You get like $1 a shirt or whatever. Oh, wow. So it's like, I don't care about this. I know people like you should independently print your merch and send it out yourself, but I just can't be dealing with that shit.
My two kids. Yeah. I don't want to.
You should do it.
I don't want to though.
But that could be your kids.
that makes a good point. Yeah, that's true. I can send each one off with a kiss. That'd be really good. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yes.
Next week, that thing you said earlier, I reckon.
Maybe.
Maybe that thing.
We don't.
Maybe next week is the week you take off.
Maybe.
Because every week you're threatening it.
I'm not. It's going to become a reality sooner rather than later, yeah, that's right. I think. Yeah. Anyways, again, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate the support.
We'll be seeing you
next week, hopefully, or maybe not. And still videos happening, aren't there?
I think so, yeah. We recorded a bunch before baby happened. So
that's right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, sorry, we should do some more, actually, to kind of the bank is slowly. Not now, but at a different time.
Nice.
I need some ideas. Give me some. I know people want more of those bad reviews for good movies or whatever. It's hard to recapture that because I'm going through and I'm like, none of these are quite getting there, you know what I mean? The letterbox stuff. But I'd love to do that again. Anyway, let's do the end of the game.
Yeah, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week, probably.
Yeah, probably. Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.